So welcome to the second part of class one. And this is where we're going to get a bit technical. And I promise that this is really as technical as we get. But this groundwork is really important to understanding everything that we do in this course. So we need to understand a little bit about how our brains work from an emotional and thinking perspective. And so, yeah, we went through some of this if you saw one of my free trainings, but today we're going to go through it in a greater detail, a bit more depth. And again, the more we hear this, the more it sinks in. So there is no this great benefit in hearing it again. So we're going to talk about the limbic system. And it's a large portion of children's brains and ours too that is dedicated to giving and receiving nonverbal signals. So this is the part, and this portion of the child's brain is active and capable from birth. And actually some research is suggesting it's even actually active before birth. So it's called the limbic system. The limbic system reads a grown-up's face, tone of voice, body language, assesses the level of attention that grown-up has. This is the part of your child's brain that instantly tells whether an adult is tense or whether they're in danger or not. So that's where those instincts come from, those gut responses. So it's active and accurately perceptive from birth. And it processes all the information necessary to find connection with others. Because connection, as we just learned, is vital to their development. And so this is the part of the brain that's like a radar out there looking to connect with the adults around. So it's beaming out there trying to find connection and lock onto it. So, I mean, that part of the brain is also active in that way for all of us. So, however, the older we get, the less we need constant connection. And I'm sure those of you who have children that are older, you have seen that progression where they go from needing you constantly to needing you less and less to when they become teenagers, if any of you have teenagers, and actually it's kind of really hard to get any connection as they fly in and out. And then perhaps when they become a bit older and adults, they come back for more connection again. So, connection changes, the need of connection changes as we go through different ages and stages. But everybody needs it. So in a baby, their brain is literally fed by eye contact and aware touch. They seek out and need long moments of eye contact with their caregivers. And while the caregiver, the parent, or any other caring adult meets their gaze, engages with conversation with them, which is like all that gooing and gaing and I love you and how gorgeous you are and look how cute your fingers are and your feet are and all that sort of thing that we do with babies, which just naturally, instinctively happens, which is just as well. You know, it's just as well that babies are cute and gorgeous and we just want to spend hours looking at them, because that connection, that attention that we're giving them is actually literally building their brain. So research has found that during the first several years of life, children form millions of new neural pathways that are the basis for their intelligence for life. And there's been research that was done on these Romanian children in an orphanage. And any of you who've done any kind of studies in child development will have heard about this study. And they found that the brains of these children who had been left in cots without any human contact or connection had very underdeveloped brains. So it does actually make a huge difference to the development of the brain. So neural pathways develop only when the child's limbic system, this nonverbal part of the brain, is having a flexible, positive communication with an adult whose own limbic system is attuned to the child, his expressions and needs. In other words, the best brain development is happening when you have a calm, peaceful adult that's giving really good attention, really present there with a child who is also in a very positive, calm place. So that's when this great brain development work's happening. Now, the limbic system is also where emotions are for the child and for us, and it's also the long-term memory. Experiences that are full of fun and warmth help a child process new information about how the world works and helps them learn. In summary, a child's limbic system is fueled by warm, close connection, and this connection generates positive feelings and literally builds their brains. And every positive, relaxed interaction you have with a young child allows his brain to develop. And the connection between you is real, and it's important to their well-being, as important as food and sleep. And the same goes for us, that our limbic system is on track in that flexible, positive place when we also feel connected. Okay, so it works for children and adults.